Welcome to the VAT update for 14th February. We've got six items, the first of which is good news that zero rating was held to be available for the veranda and decking of a static caravan. Now, of course, since 2012, there is no longer zero rating in such vans. It's the reduced rate of 5%. But the underlying principle still applies. HMRC seemed to try to tackle quite aggressively composite supplies, and in this case they wanted to standard rate the addition of decking, whereas the taxpayer wanted to zero rate that decking as being part of the supply of a static residential caravan. In Collingrave Limited, the point at issue was resolving how the veranda, when sold with a new caravan, failed to be treated for VAT. And obviously, if it was within Group 9 of Schedule 8 to the VAT Act 1994, there was a substantial commercial benefit because it could get, at that time, zero rating. But since 2012, it would get standard rated VAT. HMRC were arguing that there were two supplies, whereas the taxpayer was arguing that there was a single zero-rated supply of a static caravan, which was the principal supply. The first-tier tribunal had concluded that the veranda and decking served the caravan and promoted its enjoyment, so it was not subordinate to the caravan. It was a tax to the caravan, and consequently, the first-tier tribunal ruled that it should be standard rated, but this has been overturned by the upper tribunal correctly applying the CPP principles. Because the veranda was part of the caravan and within the scope of what Parliament had defined in other legislation, and particularly Caravan Sites and Development Act 1960. So the good news is that the caravan fell at that time to be zero rated, and it now is a 5% reduced rate of VAT. There's always been a planning opportunity in relation to credit card processing, and HMRC lost Bookit, so they now took the National Exhibition Centre to the Upper Tribunal because NEC wanted a repayment of the VAT that it considered it had overpaid in the booking fees it charged to customers. NEC won at the first tier tribunal, and the upper tribunal has dismissed HMRC's appeal against the first tier tribunal decision on the basis that the booking fee is a separate service, whereas HMRC had been trying to argue that it was part of a composite supply of a standard rated service. But the upper tribunal decided that the booking fee charged by the National Exhibition Centre were payments for handling debit and credit cards. The issue remains, however, whether these payments for processing cards are intended to be within the exemption in respect of Article 13B of the European Directive. And this has been referred to the CJEU to resolve whether or not it's within the exemption. But for the time being, where you have a separate fee charge for booking fees, etc., and card processing, it's exempt. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which in themselves contain links should you wish to research the position further. Now, if you're involved with a non-profit making member sports club like a golf club or a tennis club or a bowling club, you might be able to benefit from the decision in Bridport which said that such sporting activities supplied to non-members were still within the exemption, whereas in the past these were treated as standard rated. HMRC have published Business Brief 0115 giving guidance on claiming refunds, and this is important when one looks at the time limits for earlier years claims, and in particular if there's a Fleming type claim. HMRC have also published guidance on VAT grouping rules after the European decision in Scandia, but in essence, HMRC does not propose to change the law within the UK and says that the Scandia decision doesn't consider the UK's different rules. Business Brief 02/15 gives further details. HMRC loses a number of appeals but does not always accept the decision, and it's now decided to publish a monthly VAT appeal update, and the link to that can be found in the notes. And finally, HMRC has published some new VAT forms online, being the option to tax property and in the construction industry, where there's an issue to be resolved in the specific nature of the VAT liability, in other words, a VAT 5L form. Thanks very much for listening.